Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am really excited actually about this podcast because I'm doing things a little different. One is I have never done a video podcast before. As many of you know, I have had over 1,600 people that I've interviewed on my show, my old show, Good Morning La La Land. And I have recorded somewhat between 300 and 400 episodes of solo podcasts with audio only. So I want to do something special for you today. And this is my gift from my heart to you. What I'm going to do, and as you guys probably know also, I pivot all the time because I'm a creator and I have to go with what is streaming through from source. And right now, what is streaming through from source is for me to really give you the downloads that are coming through my spiritual practice from channeling, from everything going on in the world. So right now, I don't know how many of these podcasts I'll be doing like this, but for right now, I'm going to be kind of doing a mixture of things. We're going to go over the weekly universal law. We're going to go over your spiritual practice for some inspiration for you to carry through today and through the week. I may be doing multiple podcasts per week. You never know. And I'm going to do some current events. So this week, I'm going to break on down the universal law of reciprocity, how you are creating your life, and how to align with universal law so you can stop being a victim and start having a divinely powerful life. I'm going to break down a bit about my own personal daily spiritual practice, which of I actually woke up at 2 o'clock this morning and finished my practice this morning at 6:30. And then I'm going to break down some of that stuff for you, okay? And then I want to talk about the eclipse energy. And it's very, very specific, the energy coming in right now. Very specific, a theme of the paradox of life and how we are each seeing our complete karmic cycles of our life and how to break those cycles. Okay, so let's do this thing. Let's take a deep breath in together. I'm Dr. Aaron, Dr. Divinity, and I am the creator of E4 Quantum Healing and Quantum Manifesting. And my biggest honor is to help people really remember who they are, to turn on their divine powers, to birth their soul's calling, and to reach enlightenment. Yes, that's right. I truly believe that enlightenment is not just for the mystics and the prophets, but we are living in a divine, incredible time in history where we have practices and mantras and the Christ and Buddha consciousness rising up in each and every one of us because it's the divine evolution of our species. And so you are the one you've been waiting for. You are the second coming of Christ, and you are all lineage, all ancestors, all past lives, and all future generations. So let's know this truth together. Taking a deep breath in, we start each day with a spiritual mind treatment. You can take your hands and rub them together, placing them at your heart. And this is not a prayer to a man in the sky, but this is rather for us to unify in our oneness, coming into the heart, because the heart is the place in the body that connects to all of life, to the universe, and into source, which is in every single atom, every single molecule. It is at the center of every torus field. It is in the center of the sun and Gaia and all planets, and knowing that we are all connected through that source space, the zero point field, the quantum field, whatever you want to call it, God. I recognize right here, right now, that this first cause, this first source is the creator of all of life. That is that which has created heaven and hell, the division and the divinity. It is that which creates my experience through my emotions that I create by putting a negative or positive meaning on something. It is that which creates and informs the particles and creates matters into the physical of the 3D and into the 5D of the multiverse. And in this, I recognize my true identity, that I am, that I am. I recognize that this is the truth. I am the creator, individualized in this individual experience called Dr. Aaron. But the truth is, I am divine. I am source. I am God. And I know this absolutely without a shadow of a doubt in my consciousness. And I recognize right here and declare that this is a powerful podcast, a powerful show, a powerful experience for you to remember who you are, for you to realize the truth of who you are, for you to declare powerfully and set the intention in for your day and for your week. And I simply know this in the name of truth, as together we say, and so it is. Okay, so first I just want to say the eclipse is on everyone's consciousness, and I've got some big takeaways. Spirit Source has downloaded the theme of it, which is redemption. So we're going to get further into that towards the end. I don't know how long I'll go on these podcasts. I like to do shorter podcasts. I love to do under 20 minutes. So you can just kind of listen to it real quick when you're driving somewhere, get your mind straight, and that's it. But we'll see, you know, got to just go with the flow. Okay, so universal law of this week. If you grab the 52 Universal Law Spiritual Awakening free manifesting challenge, you will also receive a free calendar that actually has the universal law every week on it. There's only one universal law. You can call it the law of oneness. You can call it the law of cause and effect. It doesn't matter what you call it. There's one law, and it's how we create. It's a triune nature of spirit creating through law into form. So spirit, mind, body, right? It is through that. And the 52 distinctions are distinctions I've distilled down for you to understand universal law so that you can get in harmony with how the mechanics of the universe works. And so you can rid the limited beliefs and understand how to do that through the deeper work through E4 for trauma. But so let's do this. The universal law distinction that I'm teaching this week is a universal law of reciprocity. Okay. So it states, give without expecting anything in return. So the question for me and for you is to contemplate if you really gave the people, social media, your friends, your family, without expecting anything in return, what would that look like for you? What could your life potentially look like? Instead of looking like, well, what did they do? I'm upset. I have failed expectations, all that mini me and human beingness. What if you stepped into a higher consciousness? Okay. So also states the universe is a quantum field where everything is connected. There is a mutual dependence, action, and exchange between you and the universe, because you are the universe, okay? You get what you give, you reap what you sow, whatever you send to the cosmos, whatever is good or bad, must be returned, multiplied abundantly. Therefore, every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Life is like a game of boomerang. Whatever you give to life is returned to you, multiplied abundantly. Okay. So you may take this as, you know, if you get the universal law cards and you pulled this card, and I believe there is no accidents. There's only a coincidence. So there is a coincidence for each and every one of us for this week and this law. So it is time. This is kind of the card's invitation for you. It is time to open the secret key to abundance. What is it? Service. You're an infinite, powerful spiritual being capable of miracles, but you must remove the veil of consciousness to harness the divine skill. By drawing this card, right, it indicates that you need to consider doing three random acts of kindness today. You must not have any expectation to get anything in return. The same life force that created the stars is ready to unleash within you. So I don't know about you, but I remember one time I bought a coffee for somebody, for a random stranger. Actually, it was a homeless person. And I remember the moment I gave it to the person, I had this weird surge of, it was like a blissful thing. I realized I got more out of giving the homeless person a cup of coffee than they got out of it. And I was like, wow, there's something to this service thing, right? And the same thing goes true when we think about sales, when we're thinking about even in business, the big, huge mindset is no longer looking to get anything, but rather asking, you know, from a business standpoint is, how can I serve my client? So whether you're a business owner or not, doesn't matter. You don't have to be in business or be a coach or anything like that. It's more about asking, you know, instead of saying, well, my partner, you know, he's a jerk or she's entitled. Well, what if you gave without needing anything in return? And that's where the magic happens. Okay. So let's get into this next section, which is the downloads, the channel downloads that are coming through. So if you guys have been watching my stories at all on social media and in the community, I have been meditating for 27 years now, and I have gone in and out of big times where sometimes I've meditated for 5 hours a day. Sometimes I've done 20 minutes a day. Sometimes I haven't meditated at all. Sometimes I immerse myself morning, noon, and night in meditation. I've been overall consistent in my meditation practice, but over the years, you know, that's ebbed and flowed a bit. Okay. So knowing this, what I noticed was there was an equal and opposite correlation to how powerful and how good my life was going, to exact correlation to how powerful my spiritual practice is always. There's always an exact correlation. Okay. So I also went through somewhat some hard things going down in my community and, you know, coaching and training so many women. We had a few breakdowns. Okay. Not huge compared to how many we have and everything, but about 1% of our community, 1 out of 100, turns into somewhat of some problems go on. That's kind of the numbers that we found. So at the point in time, a couple of years ago, when I started having some breakdowns, I realized, wow, I have not been doing my spiritual practice. And it was a correlation to that. So I, the last little bit, I've decided to not just meditate here and there. I've decided to go deep into my practice, especially because there's so much going on in the world. And I really feel and felt like that I'm ready to go to the next level. So I've been meditating for anywhere from pretty much 2 to 5 hours per day. And I want to share some of the downloads that have been coming through, because what happens is in my last podcast, which is, might be on YouTube, but it wouldn't be a video. You can find it across all podcast platforms. And it's my last podcast, and it's all about spiritual practice and my actual practice and what I've come to learn over 27 years of everything from Kundalini and breath work and silent meditation and how I would recommend for people to meditate. So you can definitely go check that out. But this podcast, I want to talk more about the downloads that are coming through. So what I do is, as I spoke in my last podcast, I do a lot of, you know, Kundalini work. I do a lot of breath work, a lot of prana work. I do a lot of meditation with mudras and things like that to get my mind into a place to go into what I would call the sacred place, which is the silent meditation. And in silent meditation, there are magical and mystical things that happen. I have channeled, I've gone to multidimensionals, I've had deities come to me, I've, you know, spoken to many of my ancestors on the other side. So many magical things have happened. But what also happens is downloads come, and they come randomly. And sometimes I'll ask. So it depends. Sometimes I'll ask and the voice will come through, or messages will come through, or sometimes just messages come through. And sometimes it's when I'm in silent meditation, and sometimes it's when I'm sleeping, and sometimes it's in the middle of the day, because when you start doing a lot of meditation, things happen. So I wanted to share a few with you, because I've been waking up at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning for some weeks now. I'm doing my sadhana, and I got a message actually just yesterday. And it was really fascinating, because I'm surprised after 27 years of doing meditation that I hadn't heard of this exact cycle. I've heard a lot, of course, to wake up and there's an emerit hours between 3 and 6 a.m. generally is when the veil of life is clearer, consciousness, people are asleep, and the sun's coming up at a certain angle on the earth that helps you have more powerful meditations. And it's said that when you meditate and do your work and pray and do your intentional work during those hours, it will 10x your results, if you will. So why not, right? So the download I actually got yesterday, it was so fascinating, because it came in so fast and so clear. And I was like, well, that's interesting. So source basically said, you need to practice, do your spiritual practice from 3 a.m. to 9 a.m. That's 6 hours. Okay. Then work from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Play and rest from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. and sleep from 9 p.m. to 3 a.m. That's 6 hours. All those are 6 things, which is really interesting, because when you take a look at the numbers that are make up the Fibonacci code, that are all the dynamic numbers of life, is 3, 6, 9. So I'm going to read this again. Spirit informed me to practice to do my meditation and silent meditation and channeling and prayer and all that work, visioning and all that manifestation, from 3 a.m. to 9 a.m. Then do my work or my dharma from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Play and rest from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. and sleep from 9 p.m. to 3 p.m. Those are each 6 hours. So each one has a 3, 6, and a 9. That's right. I can't believe that message has never come through in all these years. Really amazing. So guess what? When spirit speaks, when source speaks, You better listen. I went to bed at 9 o'clock, probably fell asleep about 9:30. But what was interesting is spirit woke me up at 2 a.m. So I was like, really? Okay. I was wide awake. But this is another thing I've heard because I rarely have gone to sleep that early. I'm generally, if I didn't do any practice and didn't have any discipline, I would generally go to sleep probably about 11 o'clock at night, even though I'm a really early morning person. But so it's said, and you can research yourself scientifically, that if you, the more hours you go to sleep before midnight, it's almost like you're getting double the sleep. So here I am. I went to sleep at 9 o'clock last night. Actually, at 8 o'clock, I turned off all the lights. I only had on my meditation, like candles and the white salt rock and my selenite lamp and things like that. So all my circadian rhythms and all my melatonin began, whatever it is that does all that science stuff. Okay. But I began to really get into rest. I actually cleaned up the rest of my house, made sure it was impeccable so I could just have total clear energy. I put on mantras in my studio, put on mantras in my room, very, very low miracle frequency, enlightenment frequency, and I went to bed. It took me about a half an hour and then I woke up and I took a screenshot of my phone. It said 2:02 and I was ready to rock and roll, totally wide awake. So I sat down and did practice in my home. I did all my prayers. I actually did a lot of channeling and spoke with spirit. I also did 30 minutes of Sudarshan, which is breath work through the nostril. And it's the most advanced kriya, supposedly, in Kundalini. And so I did about an hour and a half at home. And then there was a sadhana that started at 4:30 down the street at a spiritual center. So I went and drove down there and did another 2 hours over there. So that was my morning practice. But so here are some of the other downloads. So I'm going to get into the actual eclipse right now because I don't want to keep this too long for you today. Okay. And I'll share some of my other downloads in the next podcast. Okay. So there's a very clear energy coming through with the eclipse. And this applies to whether there's eclipse or not. So if you're listening to this down the line, it's not like it's only during the eclipse. It's just that the eclipse magnified it. Okay. So this is an enlightening conversation for you to expand consciousness, for you to be more and more in your the creator that you are, in your divine power. So the energy of this eclipse is redemption. Meaning it's magnifying everything that you've created, good and bad, chaos and harmony. You know, the universe doesn't know good and bad. It just knows chaos and harmony. It needs being out of discordance and being in accordance, okay? Wherever you have created in this good and bad is being multiplied abundantly in your perception, meaning everybody is seeing their cycles. Whether they're good, there can be a quantum leap in the gifts that are going to come through in the energy right now and always. And anywhere that you've been out of ethics is being shown to you. Okay. So the interesting thing is oftentimes, especially women, we tend to play the victim of men. And this is a very generalization, okay? But it's also race consciousness that has come through in the roles that we play in our culture, okay? And so oftentimes, not all women, men and women that have low self-worth. So say, for example, and I'll give you a prime example is me, okay? I've been codependent for a majority of my life. I remember, and I speak a lot about a relationship I was in with a famous rock star that I was madly in love with that was completely dysfunctional. It was awful. He ended up, you know, falling off the wagon, cheating multiple times. I went back to him multiple times. He begged for me, got tattoos on his body. I went back to him. And I realized through it that it wasn't about him. I made him the, he was bad. He's a narcissist. He's this, he's that. But really what was going on was I was had really low self-worth and low self-esteem. And so he was just in my life, the universe trying to push me towards self-love, right? So let's pretend that someone's in that situation right now during the eclipse, this magnified energy, okay? You may not be in a relationship where someone's cheating on you, but you may be, you put down your standards a little bit. You kind of said, oh, it's okay when it's not. You got some red flags, right? This energy is revving up. It's revving up that kind of frustration, that anger, that sadness, that loneliness, that whatever. And it's going to show you, oh my gosh, these are my cycles. I'm doing it again, right? or even say in your work, maybe there's areas of your work that you don't really like, and you're like, I'm still doing the same cycle, pretending like something's going to change, right? Or it could be something good. Maybe you have been doing so much good and all of a sudden you're reaping these massive rewards, right? So the eclipse energy is really magnifying. It's eclipsing, right? It's showing you this incredible dynamic of what is in front and how it impacts you. It's shining the light. It's actually shining the dark. Okay. That's the eclipse, right? It's showing the darkness. It's amplifying the shadow. It's amplifying the shadow for each and every one of us. So, and know that it's equal and opposite. So anywhere that you feel like, oh, I have had low self-esteem, I've put up with these things, I shouldn't put up with this anymore. Equal opposite is if you have done someone wrong, you'll go, wow, I can't believe I'm treating them like that. Whoa, that's really amplifying for me. Wow, I really need to be a better person, right? It's amplifying on both sides because it's one and the same. It's like having a dime, and on both sides, you can't have one side of the dime without the other side. They're one and the same. A victim can't be a victim without a perpetrator. A perpetrator can't be a perpetrator without a victim. And so this is the deal, is that when we come into our ethics and we no longer settle for what is not in our divine nature of love, vitality, abundance, and claiming our birthright, we don't need to make them wrong. In fact, our voice of silence speaks louder than any words. When we claim that for ourselves, we actually are helping the other person because it's demanding them to rise in their ethics as well. There are ethics of the universe. The ethics are harmony. If somebody's not helping somebody and they're causing chaos and making someone feel awful of not holding them to the divine and divinity that they are, then they're out of ethics on all sides. And so that's why I send love to my ex. In fact, he actually was texting me for the first time in like 6 or 7 years. It was like out of the blue. And I was like, whoa, that's weird. It's eclipse season. That makes sense. And I sent him a beautiful text back, but I did not engage. He texted me on my phone. Still has my number, apparently. I did not text back because I'm not going to, I would have if he had engaged in some authentic conversation, but it was very avoidant. It was very like, oh, how are you, love of my life? You know, it was like, what? Like, you haven't talked to me in 7 years and this is how you're going to roll with a conversation? No, you don't deserve a big conversation. I will send you love. I said, hi there. You've been in my heart, my thoughts and my prayers, sending you love. That was it. Okay. And it's true. I pray for him. I send him love through the ethers, but I'm not going to give my energy to anything that is not fully authentic, coming down the heart of the matter. And this applies to many people that come through the field, okay? The people that are in my life are, we're raising each other up. We're learning, we're growing. We have order in our lives. Those are the people that deserve your energy. It doesn't mean that we don't see everybody for their divinity. It doesn't mean we don't hold everybody for the truth of who they are. We just simply don't engage in the energy that no longer serves. It's like scrolling through social media and seeing a bunch of conspiracy theory and all, and it's not even conspiracy theory, it's all correct, but there's no point in engaging in the negativity. I would rather put my energy to what I am creating instead of how the old systems are corrupt, because we know they're corrupt, but how, you know, this and that and all this stuff, Hollywood's going down, you know, the war, the who's causing it, all that. If I can't be the change and create what I want to change, then my energy is being misused. So what's the point of this? The point is this podcast is to get our mind right. And so we get our mind right by doing affirmative mind treatment. We get our mind right by doing meditation, by doing breath work, by doing visioning, by doing all of our 30 and 40 day practices. We get our mind right by doing our deep trauma work and clearing out the subconscious of our limited belief. We get our mind right by hanging out with people who are in accordance and in harmony with and bringing us higher and higher. And today we hold this frequency all day long as together we say, and so it is. And so it is, you guys. So I will be sharing the channeling conversations coming through. There's a bunch of other things that have come through about sun gazing and the codes that come through. There's been all kinds of different messages that I would love to share with you. So join me for my next podcast. I will be sharing the next universal law. I will be sharing some of my personal journey And I'll be sharing the downloads that are coming through and holding us all for inspiration for doing our daily spiritual practice. So if you're somebody that is not wanting to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and do your practice until 9 a.m., what I do recommend is I'm actually going to share something over on social media about the four different levels of meditating and doing your spiritual work and how you can go from one level to the next level and everything from a 5 minute meditation up to a 5 hour meditation and why be at the different levels. Okay. So you can find me over on social media under Erin Fall Haskell. And I'm looking forward to diving more into sharing podcasts with you. Okay. Have a beautiful, blessed day. And may you live your truth.